Are you bringing up the option of a non-anthracycline regimen with your patients, or are you just kind of saying, this is what I think you should do?
I'm not sure that I've had enough discussions with patients to be able to comment on it. This is something that's very hard for patients to make a choice about. I think ultimately, as physicians, we have to make a recommendation. If I had a patient for whom I felt that there was an increased risk of cardiac toxicity, and in the past I might have given an anthracycline and now I'm on the fence, I would bring it up and discuss it with her.
I have all my secrets to try to pull these things out of people like you, so I'll try another way of looking at it. You got a patient you're seeing as a second opinion. They've got four positive nodes, 55 years old, and the first doc has recommended TCH. No cardiac history. Do you turn around and say, that's perfectly reasonable, I might not choose to do that? Or would you say, this is really not what I think you should do?
Yeah, so I would say that's a reasonable approach, but it's not what I would do and not what I would recommend for her at this moment in time.
So the first patient's taking the train up from New York, and they even had recommended dose-dense AC paclitaxel trastuzumab. How would you respond to that one?
So, I have a similar approach there as well, because generally speaking, we haven't at Dana-Farber chosen to give dose-dense ACTH. We've used the regimen that was used in the intergroup trial. And there is an experience at Memorial looking at dose-dense ACTH. The safety looked reasonable in a group of patients of somewhere in the range of about 80 patients. And I would tell that woman that it's not quite what we would do, but that I'm not uncomfortable with it.
So the real question is going to be if, as I'm hearing rumors, the NSABP and BCRG want to look at TCH plus or minus bevacizumab, so there is not going to be any anthracycline in there, how comfortable would you be to put a patient on a study like that?
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable putting a patient on that study. I don't have trouble with it, particularly within the context of a study. And I realize that this is a study where there isn't going to be the ability to investigate that particular question further, meaning the anthracycline versus no anthracycline issue. But I'm not uncomfortable with the study. And for that matter, if that patient who you described a few minutes ago who came from her doctor with a recommendation to get TCH, if she came and she said she were going to go on the trial, I'm quite supportive of that.